calling OMAX Health. My name is Aya. May I have your name?
Yeah, this is Melissa Moulton calling. I noticed some charges on my bank account, and the card that you guys are referring to, like a debit card you're referring to, isn't one that's actually on my account.
Okay, what's your zip code?
85037. What kind of products do you have?
This is OMAX Health. We're a fish oil company.
Okay.
How's your last name spelled? M-O-L-T-E-N?
No, it's M-O-U-L-T-O-N. And I'm thinking it could be my husband, maybe.
M-O-U-T-O-N?
No, M-O-U-L-T-O-N.
Gotcha. Thank you, ma'am. And could y'all have a different shipping zip code?
Possibly. Let me see if I have his zip code.
Because the one I have with 85037, we don't have anything with that last name and zip code.
Yeah, let me just check.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have 85542?
85542. Let me see. Thank you. Can I verify the address?
I have Bird Road.
What was that number one more time?
223 Hummingbird Road.
Perfect. I do have the account located here. It's under Kelly Moulton with a P.O. Box 442 as a sub-address. And let me see. I show there is a subscription. Let's see what it's for. It is for the CryoFreeze CBD Pain Relief Drops.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to double check because it's weird that, again, like the bank account, the debit card that it's saying it's taking it from is it's not one that's on our account.
Could it have been an old card?
I don't know, but he hasn't been doing that very long. You know, like he hasn't been subscribing that long, so I can't imagine it was, but
well, I showed that. Go ahead.
I checked on my bank account, and it you know, when I go under manage cards, it doesn't have that card in there, so that was what was weird,
right? I haven't. I show that the actual, the last order, the August 8th order, was actually canceled and credited due to a refused shipment with us. Like, they refused their last shipment, so it canceled out the monthly subscription.
Okay. Let me see when the last charge was here.
Then I show a single one-time shipment order was signed up for on the 29th of August, and it was for a one-time shipment of the rapid relief drops for two bottles.
Okay, let me see. All right, so I have the last charge. I have $831 for $79.92.
Yes, ma'am. That was the one that was ordered. That's the one that was ordered separately after the refused shipment came back.
Yeah, sometimes what happens is that the post office up there, they screw up and they end up returning stuff that they're not supposed to. Let me just look and see if I'm not seeing any credit on the account. You said one of them was credited?
Yeah, let me go grab that date.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm sorry. I'm still trying. I'm trying to get there to it.
That's okay. Mm-hmm.
August 25th.
Is that when the
credit was for? Uh huh. Well, that's when we issued it for $39.96, and it'll be 3 to 5 business days from the 25th. So let me double check the calendar here. Let's see. So we issued it.
I found it. Okay. Yeah, I found it. Perfect. It was the 26th that hit the account. So.
Okay. So the next day.
So I just wanted to double check because I wasn't recognizing that. Mm-hmm. But we're all good. So it was just the weird thing that it wasn't a card number that's on our account. So
mm-hmm.
I was like, what? That's weird. So I'll have to ask my husband about that.
So. All right. Well, just so you're aware, the entire account was canceled due to that refused shipment. So there is no active subscription. So if he was on one, make sure you let him know it was canceled due to the refused shipment.
Okay. All right. I'll text him and let him know.
No problem. Anything else?
That's it. Thank you so much.
No problem. Do you want to grab a bottle of vitamin D today for $9.95 to improve your calcium?
No. I'm good.
All righty. Anything else for you today?
Nope. That's it.
All right.
Thank you.
You're super welcome. Thank you for calling OMAX Health and have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.